This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. Next Sunday afternoon, September 9th, the Santa Fe Symphony is joined by dashing violinist Philippe Quint and Van Cliburn gold medalist Hao Shen Zhang for a special preseason Tchaikovsky celebration at the Lenzik Performing Arts Center. The symphony's regular season begins later in the month, September 30th, and runs through May 2013. With us this morning for a season preview is the founder and general director of the Santa Fe Symphony, Greg Heltman. Greg, this preseason concert is certainly a star-studded affair. I'm going to assume that you're heading into the new season in strong financial health.
Yes, I'm pleased to say that our foundation has recovered from the downturn of 2008. We were fortunate to have very prudent management, and we've also been fortunate to receive additional contributions building up the corpus. And then ticket sales were 95% of budget for this past season, and our fundraising barely exceeded our budget. So our past season was spot on as far as our projections were concerned.
Well, that's wonderful. The official opening for the season is Sunday, September 30th. You have a prize winner. Mm-hmm. Who's going to be the soloist. This is a relationship that you've had for quite a while now.
For a long time, going back to around 1996, that we've had this association with the Nomburg Prize, and it's been very fruitful for us and I think for the artists as well. And they changed the Nomburg Prize frequently. This past year, it was violin. I think it was piano the previous year, but oftentimes they'll do voice. We've had a Nomburg cello winner. They'll do viola. And we're also associated with the Van Cliburn and the American Pianists Association, Spencer mm-hmm. Meyer, who's coming in January of 2013 from the American Pianists Association.
And the Nomburg competition first prize winner this year is Tessa Lark.
Right.
And she's going to play Mozart.
The Turkish number 5 is a wonderful juxtaposition. That concert begins with the Richard Strauss to Eulenspiegel, Merry Pranks, and then we go to Mozart, which, if you will, laid the format for all music to come forth as far as structure and accessibility. And we conclude that performance with the pictures at an exhibition as arranged by Ravel.
Great. And coming up in the middle of December, you're having a Beethoven birthday bash.
Yes, we are. And we're very, very excited about the trio that we'll be presenting, the Weiss Kaplan Newman Trio. They are a longstanding chamber music trio. So three musicians who work daily with each other, bringing the very famous and beloved Beethoven Trio Concerto to life.
And you have a piano duo who are very familiar to Santa Fe audiences. They're coming in April.
Yes, the Anderson Rowe piano duo. They were in Santa Fe doing a duo recital as part of the Concert Association schedule, and they had a huge success in Santa Fe. So we were able to include them on that concert.
Playing the Mozart Concerto for two pianos.
In E-flat.
That's a couple of the concerts. You actually have 8 concerts as
yes,
part of
do.
The regular season. But I wanted to mention there are additional concerts as well, several of which are offered as gifts to the community.
In December, we present our Festival of Carols and Choruses at the Cathedral Basilica of St. Francis of Assisi. We have the Symphony Brass, the Symphony Chorus, joined by the Santa Fe Women's Ensemble that Linda Rainey conducts. It's also a sing-along, so we play Christmas carols. It's just a wonderful, joyous, festive occasion. In the springtime, we're doing the chamber version of Fauré's Requiem. Again, that concert will be a pay-what-you-will concert. And then another Voyages of Discovery in March. The Beauty of Math and Music, working with Dan Rockmore, who is the professor of mathematics at Dartmouth and the visiting faculty at Santa Fe Institute. So we'll be performing that again.
And I think this is the 4th of the Voyages of Discovery.
Right. This will be Voyages of Discovery 4, March 17th. You know, there's the allegory about Pythagoras, how he came upon this idea of shorter strings make higher pitches. And we will explore that idea and how it can be described and predicted through mathematical models.
Great. Greg Heltman is the general director of the Santa Fe Symphony. The symphony and guests Philippe Quint and Hao Shen Zhang celebrate Tchaikovsky Sunday, September 9th at the Lenzik Center. The symphony's new season officially begins on September 30th and runs through next May. For tickets and a season schedule, go to santafesymphony.org. Greg, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Spencer. Always great to visit with you.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.